Good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know the Almighty God. It's good to know that He is with us, that He will never leave us nor forsake us, that we cannot go where He is already at. We cannot find ourselves in a position He doesn't already know about, and that He knows how to bring victory and deliverance to every single soul. I mean, it's not just one off or two off or someone special. He's here for anyone and everyone that will heed His call and listen to His voice and come and serve Him. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to hear Brother Cox got along well in his surgery this morning. And I do hope and pray and ask God to give him an amazing recovery. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thankful to be able to stand before you tonight. Appreciate the Word of God. Appreciate God's Spirit that brings life to that Word and brings life to our lives and gives us help, inspiration, and the direction that we all need, and that God does that for each and every one of us. I said each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And so we need to listen to His voice and obey Him as He would direct us individually. Preparing for tonight, an old song came to mind. You guys all remember the songbooks, right? That little thing that you used to have. And when you first got in church, you wanted to make sure you had one so you would know the words to the song. And then after about 3 months, why, you could almost lay it on the pew because you knew all the words to the songs anyhow by then. All right. How many of you remember the old song? Better look at the name of it because another one popped in my mind. In the Garden. All righty. That song came to me because of my message tonight and what it's going to key in on. And I wanted to share that, just a few verses with you. If I was Brother Merchant, I might sing them to you, but since I'm not, I'm just going to read them to you. Hallelujah. But verse number one says, I can't come to the garden. Anybody know that word? Alone. While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And of course goes, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there. I told you I wasn't going to sing it, and here I am trying to do that, and I'm going to get it all messed up. Joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Why? Because it is a personal walk that you can have with the Lord and that He wants to have with you. He wants to walk with you, and He wants to talk with you. And that's what the title of my message tonight is, that He talks with me. Do you ever think about how amazing that is? I mean, we're talking about the Almighty God here. One that fills all time and space. Has all knowledge. Has all power. Who knows how to make things happen because He knows the end from the very beginning. That's the Almighty God. And yet, in the midst of all of that, He is concerned about you and I as an individual. And if we will let Him, He will talk to us. Not only as a group like we are tonight, but to us as an individual. Because He wants us to know things. He wants us to know that He is concerned about us as an individual. And that He has a purpose in all of that coming to pass in our lives. If you join me on your Bibles, let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse number 4. Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse number 4 begins like this. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. Then I said, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child, For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read the rest of that right now, but it is a part of what I want to bring to you tonight. Because I want you to know and understand that God knows each one of us as an individual. He knows our down sittings. He knows our uprisings. He knows what we can do in the natural. He knows what we can do in the spiritual. He knows what we are made of and how strong we are, how weak we are in other ways. And he knows how to bring things to pass in our life. And he knows how to make things go away in our lives. He knows how to make us up and to build us up to do his will. And he knows how to put a blockade up if he has to stop us from doing a few things as well. And to help us along the way, he said, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you my spirit. You know, we can live back in Jeremiah's time, and I'm sure, well, I didn't want to live in Jeremiah's time because it wasn't a very good time, if you ask me. Not when you can have the Holy Ghost like we have today, but look at his time. He lived in a time whenever Israel and Judah especially was not doing very well. They were going to be going into captivity. And you talk about a time when things might be a little rough in his life, this was it. But I thought as I read this here today, or yesterday, or day before, you know, whenever it comes to the time for God to begin to move and to do some things, he's always going to be ahead of the game. Now, some of them say that Jeremiah was only about 14 years old when God first spoke to him. Now, think back to when you were 14 years old. What if God came to you and told you you was going to be a prophet and all these things that he was going to happen in your life? Why would God do some of this stuff? Why would God be so specific in some of the things that was going to happen and it's going to be a part of his life? God wants you to know he is on your side. Nothing's going to surprise God. Everything is going to happen in your life. God's going to be right there beside you to lead you and to guide you if only you will allow him to speak to you and to guide you throughout each day in each way. Now, if you read in the Old Testament, a lot of places you'll see where the word of the Lord came into so-and-so, or God said to so-and-so, or something else happened. There's a lot of those. And Jeremiah, the book itself is full of those kind of references. So while God came and talked to them, how does God come and talk to you and I today? Does he speak to us quite verbally like he did back in those days? Well, sometimes he does. A lot of times it's through the Holy Ghost, isn't it? A lot of times you can pick up his word. You know, we're really privileged to have God's word like we do. And we need to take advantage of that availability. You know, very few times in history would that have been available to us. I mean, I'm sure your household may have more than one Bible. You may have your own personal Bible. Can you imagine back then whenever there was only one for a multitude of people? And they would go and listen to somebody read it. But, you know, I could sit down early of a morning and I try to do that and read my Bible and study it a little bit, because that sets the day. If you notice in that song, it says, I forget how it says it, garden alone, while the what? Dew is still on the roses. What time of day is the dew on the ground and on the roses and stuff like that? That's early in the morning, isn't it? Hallelujah. So you find that morning time is a great time to talk to God, because if God's going to give you something for the day, it's going to come early in the day. And if you want to have the blessings of God in your life, I guarantee it helps to start out the day with the Lord on your mind. Remember that song that says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed upon Jesus. And that helps your day get off the ground, I'll guarantee you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Another psalm says, This is the day that the Lord hath made. All right. And guess what? God put me in that day. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Well, so Jeremiah gets this calling. It says, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly. You know, God does know who we are and what we are. He said, even before you were conceived, I knew you. And I had a plan for you in your life. Now, how many of you believe that God has a plan for your life? Right? Amen. You believe God knows who you are and where you are tonight? And knew where you were at the very beginning? And you know what? I think God wants us all to be successful in our walk. And he tries to teach us and to talk to us and to speak to us, not only as a group, but individually, to try to help us and encourage us along our way. Because we're going to have some things along the way that's not going to be so easy to handle. But the thing that we got to keep in mind is we are never, never, never alone. You know, it may surprise me once in a while, things that happen in my life, but nothing surprises God. He knows exactly where we are in this time frame. And it may be that I don't like some of the things I see happening in our country or in our world, but God's not surprised at all of that. As a matter of fact, God has his hands in the affairs of men. And he does rule and reign in kingdoms, whether we like what we see. You know, there's a plan in here that God has in motion. There's going to come a day whenever he's going to say, all right, that's enough. And when he says enough, folks, things are going to happen real fast then. Hallelujah. Especially for those in the church, because it's going to be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. And we're going to be gone. All right. Let's get back to Jeremiah here just a little bit. He's still getting started in his life. Hallelujah. But he says, I sanctified thee. In other words, he set him apart specifically for a purpose. He says, and I ordained thee a prophet. Not only was he going to be among the priests, but he's going to be a prophet to them and to the nation of Judah and Israel as well. So he was going to have a specific purpose. Now, do you ever feel that God wants you to do something that you're not ready for or you're not able to do on your own? You know, and that seems to be a common feeling among us if it's something coming from God rather than something that we want to do to boost ourselves or to be recognized or whatever. But if you have a little bit of reluctance, that's probably part of human nature that it is really God speaking. But you know, he said, hey, I can't speak because I'm just a child. Well, God wasn't asking him at this point in his life to be a speaker to the whole nation. That was going to come in time as he developed, according to God's plan and will. But God says, hey, even if you are a child, and even if I did send you right now to put you in front of these kind of situations, don't worry about it. He says, as a matter of fact, don't even say that you're not able. Being a child is not an excuse. Now, I don't know about you, I have probably used an excuse to God before, at least once. But God is not looking for excuses, he's looking for vessels that'll be like Isaiah did. Says, here am I, Lord, send me. All right. So God says, hey, don't use that as an excuse. Don't say that, because it's not going to be true, because I will give you whatever you have need of. He says, as a matter of fact, you're going to go. Now, wouldn't you like to go in the blessings of God rather than having something push you out the door? He says, I'm going to tell you where you're going to go, and you're going to go. He says, and all that I'm going to send you to do, I'm going to see that you do it. Whatsoever I command me, you're going to speak. So we don't have to worry about being stuck out there by ourselves. God's going to give us what we need to do and say. Because you see, as much as I may know and think I comprehend certain things, I don't see things as God sees them. Because Because God knows how it really is. I just know what from the physical things that's going on and from the things I feel in myself and those are the things I can base things on. But God knows what's really at the heart of the matter. And God knows how to make those things either come to pass or go away, whatever His plan and His will is in our lives of what He wants us to do. Being a good light to this world means that we're going to be a light to people that are having troubles and issues themselves. You know, people may not know the way. If you don't let God talk to you and direct you, how are you going to know the right way to go? You know, God chose the foolishness of preaching to help us along the way so we can might know and comprehend things. Well, if you don't listen to anybody preach, how are you going to know? You know, until I started the church, I didn't listen to preaching. That surprises you, don't it? I didn't carry around that little cassette tape and pick it in the car. Well, I didn't. Did they have cassette tapes then? Or was that, is that the 8-track? I forget which one it was. I remember 8-tracks. I remember the reel-to-reels. Yeah, I remember a lot of things. Okay. But, you know, I did not do that. But, you know, when I came to church and I started to hear preaching, and, you know, it was one of the first things that God did give me a desire was to hear preaching. Now, we didn't have all the tapes and everything available today, but I did enjoy going to service and listen to the minister the word. And I tell you what, there was some good word that went forth. Hallelujah. So God fed my soul even at that very early stage to help me along my way. So Jeremiah says, hey, you know, I can't do this, Lord. But the Lord says, hey, now just take a minute. Just take it easy because I'm going to be the one that's going to help you, Jeremiah. You know, I'm going to tell you where to go. I'm going to tell you when to go. And I'm going to tell you what to say. Now, if God tells you to do something, you can pretty well rest assured that it's going to have an effect. You know, it may be something you see right now. It may be something that takes place a little later down the road because God's timing and our timing can be very different things. You know, I'm of a time frame whenever you want something, you want it when. Now. Yesterday would have been better, but now's okay too. But now God knows His timing and He knows when to bring things to pass. So He says, I'm going to do it. And by the way, if there's any trouble, I will deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord did something to help Jeremiah along the way. He reached forth His hand and touched his mouth. You do not have to worry. God will give you anything and everything that you need to accomplish His will in your life, in my life. Now, you know, that seems reasonable. We've heard that kind of a message before, haven't we? I mean, there's nothing about this that really stands out and says, well, that's amazing, folk. You're doing good. But I will tell you this, that the most amazing things about God are very simple and straightforward. When God says He loves me, you know, God loves me, all right. You know, you can go like that, but if you begin to think about how much God loves you, wow, now that's another story. When you think about God wants to talk to you individually, oh my, what kind of hope and help does that give to your life? To know that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask or to think. Hallelujah. So God touched him and God said, I'm going to help you. Put my words in your mouth. Okay, this day I've set thee over nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Wow. That's a big charge to somebody. And God sometimes may bring us to a place in our life when we think He's given us a charge that there's no way we can do. But I want you to know that everything that God promised you He will do, He does. He does not leave you in the lurch by yourself. He will always make a way. He will always give you the help and the direction that you need to be successful in your walk with God. Hallelujah. But you must be able to hear and to know His voice. Hallelujah. Now, if I were to ask you all, how long has it been since you talked to God? I don't know, 15 minutes ago. How long have I been talking? Maybe 5 minutes ago, asking God for certain things. I don't know. How long has it been, though, since God talked to you? Now, we talk about prayer, and we talk about prayer being a time of what? Two-way communication. I don't know about you. Sometimes I find myself going one way. All right? But we need to be able to be in a place where we also allow God to speak to us so He can give us that personal direction that we need in our life for that point in time. Hallelujah. And it's no use thinking that God only talks to the big guys. All right? I don't know if you ever thought about that, but I have. Okay, He talks to Moses. Yeah, well, God talks to Moses. He's Moses, you know. Or Jeremiah or Paul or, you know, you expect those guys to talk to God and God talk to them, right? What about little old me? But you know, in the eyes of God, what? God has no respect of person. If God called them and God called you, see, that's going to be one of the key areas. Have you been called? Bible talks about there being many called. Uh-oh. But there are few chosen. Not everybody that says they have the word of the Lord has the word of the Lord. As a matter of fact, we're supposed to try the spirits to see whether it be of God. All right? But I want you to know that God does have a way of revealing Himself and His will to you and to me. And He wants us to recognize that and to act upon that. Because He is real and He wants us to do. All right. Now, let's go. Let me look at 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13 there, just to give you an idea. Because we're moving into the New Testament on this verse. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13 says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you." Well, that's nice of you, Paul. I'm glad of that. "Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you." See, it's not only just back there with Jeremiah, but it applies to the church and the people of God as well. If you've been chosen by God, he says, "because God hath chosen from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of truth." You believe the truth tonight, don't you? You know God is real. You know God can't lie. You know God can't fail. You know God is the Almighty. There is none higher. There's none greater. And there's none more loving than Him Himself, because we are able to know Him. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2 and 9 has got a familiar verse to it, "but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye may show forth the praises of Him who hath been called out of darkness into His marvelous light." God has chosen His church to do things. Been mentioned earlier about sharing the gospel, about being a light to this present world, something you and I are supposed to be involved in and be doing on a regular basis, daily basis, moment-by-moment basis, even we could say. But you know, if others aren't watching you, who's usually watching you? Your family, those that are close to you. They know how you react to different things. They see you. Do they know that God talks to you, or has God been talking to you? I've heard people say, and I've noticed that myself, obviously, but, you know, God's been talking about me about doing this. Well, if God's talking to you about doing this, what should you do? Do it. You don't ignore it. Turn and go the other way. No, you need to do it. God talks about it. You know, if you talk to somebody and you try to do things to help them out or show them a better way, you know, kind of like what God does to us, right? And they continue to ignore you, what do? You keep on beating that dead horse? Or do you just kind of let them go? See, that's the value of exercising yourself in the Lord. You let God talk to you, and the chances are pretty good he's going to turn around and talk to you again. Because he sees that he has a willing mind. What does God require of us? Huh? It's in Isaiah, I believe. No, that's another one. I can't find it real quick, can I? Actually, all things that God really requires of us is that we do good and to be sensitive to him. There are choices that we make in life every day. You know, do you actually ask God to speak to you? And God can use various means to speak to you. He can speak to you in that still, small voice, can't he? You ever read the Word of God and all of a sudden, wow. All right, Lord. How many of you like to look at those puzzles where they got all kinds of pretty colors and everything, and it might be it might look like a mosaic of some kind, and all of a sudden you look at it just right, and all of a sudden something else just jumps right out at you. Yeah. I've never had that really happen to me yet, but I've tried before. Had a whole puzzle book of those things, and I thought it would be good for my mind. Actually, the only thing it did was frustrate me, so I put it down. But if you want to let God speak to you, you will find that he will speak to you more and more. Because you're exercising that touch with God that he enjoys and wants to share with you more and more and more. Hallelujah. So God wants us to know him, wants us to know his voice. Matter of fact, he talks about his sheep, what? His sheep knows his voice, you know? And if somebody comes along and starts spewing out a bunch of stuff and tries to order them around or whatever, what are they going to do? I don't know him. Forget about him. And I tell you what, in our world today, you need to know the Lord's voice. You need to know when he specifically is talking to you, because there's a lot of voices out there trying to draw you their way. The old devil's awfully active right now. And does he have means. I mean, there's all kinds of ways the devil's trying to lure people in. And there isn't. Well, you haven't been in church very long till you know of good people that, man, they seem to really have it. And yet today, sadly to say, they have left that behind. The voice got to them, and it wasn't the Lord drawing them. So it's important for you and I to know that he will talk to us. You and I to know that he will lead us and guide us if we listen to him. And he wants us to do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to close up here tonight with just a couple of more things. Now I find it. Okay, but never mind. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God. Why? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Did want to mention that. There is so much out there, folks. You and I being in the house of God and in the shelter of God's wings and seeking to know the Lord and seeking to hear His voice prepares us and keeps us from so many things. I have no idea all the things that the Lord has saved us from. Some things that us may seem at the time be a little bit much, but I want you to know there's usually great dividends that come from following God's and His will and not stepping over just a little bit here and a little bit there. Hallelujah. God knows what He's doing, and He has promised us the victory. God is not looking for clones. Now, Paul was a great man. Moses was a great man. David was a great man. And we could name a long list of men and women in the Bible that were great servants of God. But God's not looking for you and I to be one of them. God doesn't need another epistle penned and added to the Word of God. But He is looking for individuals that will take that Word of God and apply it to their lives and let Him lead them and guide them. God has made it so that each one of us is different one from the other. My DNA will not match your DNA, although you can take part of that DNA and trace me back forever. Would imagine we could go back to even Adam and Eve, since we all came from them. But God's looking for individuals that will stand up and say, "Hey, Lord, I want to be one of your servants. Lord, I want to hear your voice, and I want to walk with you, and I want to talk with you, and I want to know that I am your own." Because you see, I read the back of the book. And I guarantee you, if you haven't read the back of the book, read the back of the book. That song is so good. Because I read the back of the book, and we... When? Okay. There is going to come a time when time as we know it shall be no more. And in that day and that hour, God's going to have His people home with Him. And there's going to be a lot of rejoicing. And we talk about banquets down here. There's going to be a banquet up there that matches nothing down here. Hallelujah. Mountains may be tall out west or along the east coast or wherever else you might want to go and find mountains, but the Bible talks about a city. Now, you talk about tall. Depends on whose measurement you use. I mean, hey, if it's only 1,200 miles high, you know, I mean, it could be 1,500 according to some of them. You know, that's pretty tall. Especially when you figure each level's 12 feet. Now, there's 12 levels of them, you know. Man, wow, that's a tall ceiling on my house. And it's going to be a city that is unlike any other, isn't it? Hallelujah. Going to have the best streets in it I've come across. I don't think we're going to have any ruts. I haven't read anything about any ruts in there or potholes or anything like that. I do hear about a river there that flows nice and clear. Hallelujah. And I do hear that the sun shines. It's going to be the S-O sun this time, S-O-N sun this time. It's going to light the whole city. It's going to be prepared for those who have made their calling and election sure. When God spoke to them, they said, "Yes, Lord," and have answered His call. And because He called and you responded, you are chosen. And one of His own. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to stand with me tonight. God bless each of you. I tell you what, it's an honor and a privilege to know who God really is. It's an honor and a privilege to know who God really is. You look around the area here. You look around town. You look around the city. You look around the state. And think about all of those who do not really know the voice of God. They'll read this book, and they'll interpret it, and what they're told, what they've been able to be shown, unless they listen to the voice of God, it just does not have the same meaning. But God can open up your understanding and says, huh, here in the book of Acts, it says this is what they were told to do. I need to repent. I need to be baptized in Jesus' name. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, well, if that's what it says, guess what? I'd better go do that. And because you have done that and heard that voice and went and obeyed the voice of God, you can stand here rejoicing tonight knowing that if the trumpet sounds, you're going to be changed in that moment, that twinkling of an eye. You're going to be ever called up to meet the Lord in the end. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we have some exceedingly great and precious promises in here. And it belongs to the church, to you and I. Hallelujah. I'm going to invite you to join me in prayer tonight. Let's ask God's blessing upon His Word, upon our lives, upon His speaking to us that we might complete all He wants of us. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You so much for Your Word. Thank You, Lord, that You do care about each one of us and have brought us into Your truth. Lord, and I pray Your truth will continue to speak to us, that we might be the vessels that You will be glorified by. We might do Your precious will. We might walk in Your truth. We might allow You, Lord, to lead and guide us all the way. God bless each member, each one that's heard this message. God, let Your truth speak to them as well. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you.